You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KC Forum, public affairs with an entertaining spin. We bring it to you every single weekend right here on this radio station. And then the new thing we have, all right, if you're just tuning in, fox4kc.com/KC Forum. If you missed the radio show, you want to send it to a friend, just go on to our website at Fox 4, send the link, and it'll be there for a couple of weeks after the show airs. So that's kind of neat, and we want to thank our folks over at Fox 4 for that. I'm Kathy Quinn. During the week, I work on the television, and then on the weekend, of course, here at this radio station, bringing you this show. I love doing it because we talk about all sorts of things. For instance, the beginning of the year, people with their New Year's resolutions, talking about, you know, saving money, not spending as much. We're going to find out from the experts not only about your credit score and how you can help your credit score and bring it up, but also about saving money when you go shopping, all right? Grocery shopping particularly. How about couponing? We'll find out about that. But first up, the flu, guys. It is the worst breakout, they say, in years. And I thought we would talk about, you know, the flu and, you know, wash your hands. We all know that, but something that people go around with all the time, you don't even think about it. How about your cell phones? So we're going to find out from Dr. Gita Nair. She is AT&T's Chief Medical Information Officer. And you know, doctor, sometimes the smartphone can turn out to be kind of a dumb phone, especially, you know, during the flu season.
Well, Kathy, I wouldn't say it's a dumb phone, but it can certainly be a carrier of some pretty dangerous flu virus. And so it's just important to use common sense like you would with any other device that might carry an infection. So thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to talk about this because we always have stories about the flu. And, you know, they're talking about how bad it is, you know, this year. But people aren't thinking. More and more people, young and old, carry their cell phones with them. I mean, not only from their car to their home. I mean, they're carrying it in the bathroom. They're carrying it when they go out to eat. They have the phone with them all the time. Isn't that true?
It sure is. In the bathroom? Come on, Kathy. Please tell me people are not taking their phones in the bathroom.
And you know what? I'm guilty also about that. But I try not to. But sometimes in the news business, you just have to take a phone call when you have it, you know?
I know. And, you know, the reality is even when I see patients in my waiting room, you know, one of the best things to do when you're waiting for the doc is to be on your phone, right? And you're coughing and you're sneezing or someone next to you is. So you bring up a great point that it's just, you know, it's kind of ubiquitous. And so it's important to just wash your hands, wash your device, and just be really aware of it in a way that maybe we didn't have to be a couple years ago.
Absolutely. And let me ask you, what is the flu? Let's talk about it. It's a virus. You know, what do viruses do? Explain for folks out there what the flu is.
Sure. So, you know, the virus is like any other germ, right? So we divide different infections into bacteria and viruses, and viruses have some, you know, fancy viral makeup that bacteria doesn't have. But the bottom line is that it can be pretty contagious and sometimes a little different from bacteria in that we don't give antibiotics for the flu. So the flu has to typically run its course, and yes, there are some medications for it, but it's not as effectively cleared like a bacterial infection with antibiotics. So that's why prevention is even more important when we talk about viral infections like the flu.
And, you know, we've done stories this last week at my station on the flu and talking about, first of all, if you're sick, if you think you have the flu, don't go to work, don't go to school, get away, stay away from people. How important is that, doctor?
You know, it's really important, Kathy. You know, when we think about, as a community, how do we stay healthy, you know, prevention is something that's important for all of us. I have a one-year-old at home. When I go to the pediatrician's office and I see the waiting room divided into the sick kids and the not sick kids, and again, you know, thinking about, you know, what mom is on their phone or, you know, how you keep a baby occupied or a kid occupied in the waiting room, everybody's using their phone, everyone's using their device, so it's not just as simple as, you know, staying home, but also when you're in these infectious environments, making sure that you're aware of other people around you, that you're washing your hands, and that, yeah, if you're not feeling well or if your child is not feeling well, you keep them home from work, you stay home from school, and it's really just better for everyone. It's better for the whole community.
And I would say, you know, probably don't share your cell phone, you know. Don't share it, especially if you're sick, right?
Absolutely. You know, you might be sharing more than you bargained for, and you don't want to do that. So definitely, you know, try to keep your device to yourself and use use hands-free technologies when you can, mainly because the virus, the flu virus in particular, is carried in respiratory secretions. So I know that doesn't sound like too much fun, but basically it means it's harbored in the nose and the mouth. And where do we carry our phones? Right up to our nose, right up to our mouth. And so when you share it, you're right up to somebody else's nose and somebody else's mouth. And so you want to be really aware of that and not share that if it's not necessary.
All right. We have the expert on the line, the Chief Medical Information Officer for AT&T, Dr. Yida. And let me ask you, how do you wash your phone? How would you disinfect your phone?
Sure. So, you know, it's just common sense, right? So hand sanitizer, different manufacturers might recommend different things for different devices. But really, you know, soap and water for your hands and for your device, any kind of spray, disinfectant spray that you want to put on a paper towel or one of those soft napkins and just, you know, wipe your phone, wipe the case of your phone or your device. It's really fine. I mean, this isn't rocket science. It's nothing special. Don't boil your phone. Don't drop it in the toilet by any means. But just, you know, make sure that you're using common sense and whatever is around you more or less will do as long as you're not harming your device. Obviously, you don't want to do that.
And you know what? You've got a Bluetooth, most folks do, or, you know, a hands-free headset. That, how would that help? Because that means the phone's not going to be up to your face.
Exactly. You can still go on with your day and go on with your conversation. So I think during flu season, a hands-free device is a really good idea.
All right, so we're talking about the flu. We have the expert on the line to tell us, especially with phones, and I know you talked about the bathroom. I've seen lots of folks go into restrooms with their phones. I know that sounds really disgusting, but they do. So what we're saying to them, don't do that. I mean, there are times when you don't really need your phone. You can get the call later. How do you feel about flu shots?
Oh, flu shots are very important. Flu shots are very important. That's prevention number one. So I would recommend to definitely see your doctor, definitely get a flu shot. And with regards to bringing any device in the bathroom, you know, number one, leave it at the table, leave it at your desk. Or if you've got to take it with you, wrap it in something. Wrap it in a paper towel, wrap it in toilet paper. You know, it's just about lessening the exposure to germs around you.
Absolutely. And can you give us some of the symptoms of the flu if folks are out there listening thinking, maybe I do have the flu?
Sure. So, you know, it's like any other kind of cold or sick symptom. So you might have a fever. You might have what we call in the doctor world malaise, which is really just not feeling so good. Lethargy, being tired, runny nose, cough, the sniffles, just all the not so fun stuff that we think of when we think of an infection in the nose or the mouth. But it's really general symptoms like that. Just not feeling well.
All right. Wonderful. Great, great advice from AT&T's Chief Medical Information Officer, Dr. Yida. Thank you so very, very much. And I hope, Doc, your child doesn't get the flu. I hope you don't get the flu. Let's all stay healthy.
Excellent. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate you having us on.
All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Meta Weight Loss Clinics, it's the one that works. But if you're looking for a quick fix, this isn't the program for you. Meta Weight Loss Clinics in Overland Park is a lifestyle change. It's a weight loss program carefully monitored by medical professionals, including Dr. James Mirable and his staff of nurses, registered dietitians, and counselors. Dr. Mirable cares about how you feel about yourself. Basically, Meta Weight Loss balances education, appetite management, and the activity it'll take to lose weight and reach your goal for a happier you. Most important, you'll also learn strategies to keep weight off using real food. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle change. Call 913-284-0459 and book an initial consultation to get started to a happier and healthier you. Tell them you heard this on KC Forum.
The beginning of the year, people make all these resolutions, and people also tend to think, I would say, according to Bo Thomas, that folks are thinking about their financial situation as well. They try to get themselves in order, don't they?
Yes, ma'am. It's on everyone's mind this time of year, and it's something that they're always wanting to improve and get back on track with.
And you are with Certified Credit Experts, and you're here to kind of help us, guide us through. I mean, obviously, people spend lots of money on the holidays, and you know, sometimes you don't think about it until the credit card statements come in January, and it's like, what did I do?
Absolutely, and then they really start to want to concentrate and try to get back on track. And what we like to do here at Certified Credit Experts is educate through the process on why your score goes up and down, and some tricks that they can do on their own just to improve their score. Sometimes some of these tips don't even cost any money.
You know what? I think I've heard a lot, and we get a lot, you know, in the news business, hearing stories about, you know, collection agencies calling folks they owe money, whether it's their mortgage or a simple credit card. How do people know what their rights are?
Yeah, well, actually, I've put together, you can actually go to my website. I've gathered it all in one place, and I've got actually PDF copies that they can just click and print or download of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, mm-hmm. the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, RESPA, and it just goes on and on, HIPAA. There's a ton on there, but that, you know, that's a good thing for a lot of the consumers to understand how many federal statutes out there that are there to protect them. And unfortunately, the collection industry, or fortunately, I guess it depends on how you want to look at it, haven't caught up with the times. You know, one that we're using a lot right now is everybody has cell phones now. Hardly anybody has home phones. And these collection companies can't call your cell phones without permission. If they do call without your permission for any reason, that is a violation of the TCPA, or Telephone Consumer Protection Act. You can use that as leverage to get the collection process stopped and actually get the information off your report. Not to mention, they're subject to $500 to $1,500 per phone call for each and every one. So those are out there, but you've also got the Fair Credit Reporting Act that governs the credit reporting agencies and creditors and collectors and the original creditors. So it's a lot of great information out there, but you can go to our website and be able to look at all of it and download anything you need.
What is your website?
It is CertifiedCreditExperts.com.
And let me ask you then, okay, so you're in the middle of a phone call and they're calling you on your cell phone. Who do you call? Who do you report it to? I think that's the big thing. People don't know where to go with this information.
Yeah, you've got to get a law firm involved. You've got to get a law firm that works and practices under the TCPA. We're a division of Adelman Law Firm. Adelman Law Firm does a lot of that. But you've got to get an attorney involved if you want to actually file a petition and sue the collector. You know what a lot of consumers can do if they don't go that far? They can track and document the violation, such as a phone record or any voicemails that they get, and literally just put together a letter. You know, if they want to try it on their own, you know, more power to you. Put a letter together stating, you know, what they violated, when they violated it, and ask them to cease and desist and remove it from my report, or they're going to reach out to an attorney. Just tell them what you're going to do if you don't. A lot of times you can use that as just leverage to get it removed. But if you want to, call an expert. You know, call us. We can help you explain the process. There's a free call log you can download from our website. Or also, too, we can get you with Adelman Law Firm, and we can go after these guys, make them comply with the law.
In the past, I remember, you know, you've had people in the news where you've got these collection agencies harassing, I mean, saying horrible things, not just, okay, you owe us money, but awful things like you must be a loser. You know, they can't do that.
No, absolutely no, not. And what you're referring to there when they're doing that type of collection process, that would be violations of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. You know, and they can't harass, abuse. Another real common thing is they start to call your credit references, you know, start calling family members or neighbors. That's a third-party contact. That's a violation as well. They can't do that. And I keep pushing my website here, but, you know, the nice thing about the website at CertifiedCreditExperts.com, there's actually samples of voicemails that actually violate the law and messages that violate the law, and it explains what creditors and collectors can and can't do. So it gives you a list of what they can't do in the third-party context, tells you all about it. So there's a lot of great information there to take a look at. But, no, they cannot call and be rude. They can't call before 8 o'clock in the morning or after 9 o'clock at night. There's a lot of rules they have to follow, and, you know, unfortunately, most of them don't. And that's the sad part about the industry. And consumers just don't know all the information out there that's there to protect them that they can use to stop these guys.
Absolutely. And, Bo, also, you know, there's so much we could talk about, but people don't realize possibly their credit reports have lots of inaccuracies.
Oh, absolutely. There is a ton of reports out there that have numbers all the way up into the 70% of the reports out there have inaccuracies or incomplete information is another thing that is really key. But, yeah, that's a really important thing for consumers to do. And that's where I say is my resolve to rebuild is something we're really pushing this year. You know, one of the most important things consumers can do is to get a copy of their credit report and review it. Mm-hmm. And anything that's incomplete, inaccurate, or derogatory, they can challenge. And when they challenge it, make sure that the creditors and the collectors comply with the law. But get a copy of your report, review it. You're going to see discrepancies in there. You're, a lot of times you'll see an address that you've never lived at, a phone number that you've never had, and accounts reporting incorrectly, whether it be late or not. And a lot of times you'll have incomplete information. And it's clearly defined in the Fair Credit Reporting Act that incomplete information is the same as inaccurate information. It's viewed the same. So if it's incomplete and they can't complete it or get it correct, they've got to get it removed. So you can use that to help them maximize your score as much as possible.
So are you recommending, for instance, if they've got a really bad credit report, recommending going seeing a professional to help guide them through, you know, building it back up?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That I suggest that because it's one of those things, you know, I'm the king of terrible analogies, so I do it every day. But one that I use is, you know, you could probably get a buy a book and on how to rebuild the transmission, but I really wouldn't suggest it. I'd leave that up to the mechanics. Same thing with this. There's a lot of specifics and inaccuracies out there, and you've got to get an expert that knows which is the right way to go and what to do, because sometimes you can do more harm than good because it just doesn't make sense. So absolutely, you should go out and find a company that you're comfortable with, and look, nowadays it's so much better than the last few years. People in those situations have always been desperate, and when there's desperation there, people take advantage of it. And there's been a lot of bad companies out there doing credit repair that are taking advantage of consumers that are desperate, such as, you know, charging an upfront fee or some monthly membership and stretching the process out for a year just to be able to get more and more money out of the consumers. Well, now there's companies out there like mine that only charge for what we get removed and when we get it removed and don't have any upfront fees. So we work just like that mechanic, you know. You wouldn't pay your mechanic for trying to fix your credit or fix your car. You're only going to pay them if they fix it. Same thing with us. So find a company that doesn't charge any upfront fees, doesn't have any monthly membership things they do, and have them go to work for you, because you can just challenge the information and get it improved quickly. It's not something that takes years or even months. For example, my average client's done in about 65 days.
Wow.
So we get them in and out. And, you know, the good thing to remember with that is your credit score has no memory. And what I mean by that is your score isn't running up, you know, 2-3 points, down 5 or 6 points constantly. Your score is only generated each time it's requested from a lender. And if there's information in there right now and you get it removed next week, when someone orders that credit report next week, it's as if that never happened. So it doesn't remember that collection that was there last week is just came off. It's as if it never happened. So you can have instantaneous improvement just based on some of the things you can do yourself.
Very good. Certified credit experts, we are talking to Bo Thomas, and he says that you can do it yourself. You can call an expert. But, you know, if they just would like to call for information or just look at your website.
Yeah, check us out on our website at certifiedcreditexperts.com, or you can give us a call at 816-994-4600.
All right. Thank you very much, Bo, and hopefully we'll get folks out there with their finances in order.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
All right, thank you. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with two full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
All right, it's the first of the year. People are making New Year's resolutions. And we've got Maureen Welsh with us right now to talk about shopping smart, saving big. And so this is a way that folks can start now saving money at the grocery store.
Right, exactly. And that's why I called it KC Strategic Shopping. My emphasis is on price matching, but I wanted people to know that I'm not just price matching, I'm not coupons. I am trying to teach people how to be conscientious and smarter shoppers, especially now when we have to watch every penny.
Can anybody do this?
Yes. Anybody can do this. Anybody can learn it. That's why I have free video tutorials on my website to teach people how to do it. I have classes at Blue Valley Rec going on every month to teach people how to do it. And if they don't want to do it, I do all the work for them every month. Every week making price match grocery lists. So those that don't have time, you know, the working moms, the working dads, that they can also save, because I want to make sure that everyone is able to afford healthy food.
Okay. And so it all just takes a little bit of planning. And what you're trying to say is once you start planning it, it's going to become second nature.
Right. Exactly. What you want to do is you want to start being conscientious and watching the prices of those items that you're buying, and watching the sale ads and comparing what the real sales are to what the retail prices are. And so once you start knowing prices, then you start understanding, you know, how the marketing techniques work, and then you start shopping smarter that way.
All right, so let's get going. If folks are out there listening, grocery store, how do we start off with a budget?
With a budget, I recommend first to make it to your family's needs. They talk about the average family. Well, no one's an average family anymore. So find what you have been spending your groceries on. So I recommend going back the last 6 months and just highlighting on your statements all your grocery spendings. And then get the average of those, add up those last 6 months, divide by six, and get what you have been spending. Then I recommend just bringing that down a little bit, maybe just by about 10% at first, because you don't want to be too strict with yourself, setting yourself up for failure, but you don't want to be too lenient where you're not pushing yourself to save. And then once you have that, so let's say your monthly average came to about $900. So cut that by about $100 and get to $800 for the month. Now, what I recommend is trying to get this down as small as possible so it's manageable. So then you divide that $800 by the number of weeks in a month. So if we have a four-week month, what you'll end up with is $200 a week for your grocery budget. But even then, if people aren't used to budgets, they might, you know, come home with $200 worth of groceries and wonder where it all went. So I recommend further knocking that down and putting them into categories. For instance, I call it my 30-50-20 budget. But again, this is just a guide. Every mm-hmm. family's style is different and what they need. So I recommend, you know, $30 for such as your meat and your dairy products, 50% for your aisle items, which includes not only your food but your paper products and detergent, and then 20% for produce. Now, that's, again, just a recommendation. Every family is different. So then what you have now is you have now narrowed it down. So you have $100. You're walking in the store saying, okay, I have $100 for my aisle items. I have $60 for my meat and dairy, and I have $40 for my produce. And that makes it so much more manageable to stay within that budget.
Oh, okay. Whoa. And you know what's so cool is I'm looking at your website right now, and you're blurting out a lot of information here, but you make it very simple. So I can sit down at my laptop and go through each point, your 10 points, slowly. So
Yes. That's
what makes it easy.
Right. And the point system is membership-based, but it is just $5 a month. And with that $5 a month, you also get to personalize weekly price match grocery lists. And what that is that allows you to get all of the surrounding competitors' grocery, the best grocery sales at one store, and what I recommend and what my price match grocery list is made to price match at Walmart. And the average savings on that is 30%. So with my website, you get a 10-point tutorial, and then every week you get to go on kcstrategicshopping.com and look through the grocery cart and pick exactly those items that fit your family's needs. And these are the best sales around. And then you take that list to Walmart, and you tell the cashier, Walmart's corporate policy does not require that you have the flyers when you check out,
Although
I recommend you have them just in case. But you can just tell the cashier, for instance, if the Ragu pasta sauce is 99 cents that week at Hy-Vee, you tell them Ragu pasta sauce, 99 cents, Hy-Vee, and they will ring it up. And that's how you price match.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you've just tuned in right now, we are talking to Maureen Welsh, the Kansas City Strategic Shopper. She is the expert, looking at her website right now, kcstrategicshopping.com. And there's so much information, my gosh, Maureen, you can give us. Let me throw one thing at you. Coupons, how important are they?
I like coupons, and I recommend using coupons to supplement the price match savings. My paramount savings strategy is price matching, especially if you can, you know, if you have someone that does the work for you. Coupons are great to supplement savings. That's when you can really get deals. That's when you know you can get the deals for almost free, or, you know, 75-80% off. So it's a good way to supplement. And nowadays we have internet coupons, which make it very easy for non-couponers to coupon.
Mm-hmm.
We have coupon clipping services out there where you can actually pay someone to send the coupons to you. So there are easier ways nowadays to coupon, but it still takes more discipline, I believe, than price matching. So price matching first, coupons to supplement.
And cash.
Cash, yes. Cash is, I recommend, that's one of my 10 points of my program, I recommend that people pay with cash, because statistically it shows that you spend less when you pay with cash. A challenge that I like to tell people, because some people are like, oh no, that's not true, I pay my balance off every month, which is fine, but it doesn't mean you're not overspending when you do pay with the credit card. So my challenge is, the next time you go to the grocery store and you have your budget and you have your categories, leave your plastic in the car. And I guarantee you, you will shop differently knowing that you do not have that plastic safety net that you normally do.
Aha. All right. We are talking to the expert here. She's given us all sorts of tips. If you'd like to find out more for Maureen, it's kcstrategicshopping.com. And just closing out, I mean, we could stay here for an hour or two talking about this, Maureen. Important, obviously, because we don't know what our paycheck's going to look like with this new deal that Congress has just signed in. What do you think people should do besides, you said cash, you know, besides credit, coupons, budget? What's the most important thing doing the grocery shopping that you would think that really stands out?
I think you really need to focus on your needs versus your wants at this time and really try and scale back. Just until there is more of a comfort zone, because you hit on it exactly, we don't know. And this uncertainty can create anxiety. And so when you're anxious, when you're stressful, sometimes you make impulsive decisions that you shouldn't. So what I think people should do right now is just step back, just focus on your needs, and then once you figure out, okay, this is the money coming in, okay, and these are going to be my bills coming up, and now we know where, then you can make a budget based on that, then you know. My whole thing is always knowing, making a conscious and deliberate decision. So just sit tight, get information, collect all that information, and then make educated decisions on how to allocate the money. And then based on that, that's when you can start shopping a little bit more to the wants instead of the needs. But focus on your needs right now. Just get through this time, and then maybe later on you can start, you know, getting back to your wants.
And one of my wants for 2013 is that this show, KC Forum, will help you all out there with all the stuff you need to know. If there's something you want to know, though, let me know. I'll do the interview. Just drop me a line, Kathy.Quinn@WDAFTV4.com. Okay, thank you, everyone. Katie Connors, our executive producer, Ed Walker, getting us on the air, and the Elders allowing us to use their music for our bumper music. Until next weekend, have a good one, and see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.